Reflection by Father Luis Cezano. Mark 10, 28-31. Giving up everything. 1. We have given up everything. In the process of Christian life, you discover that this path entails making decisions every day, because there are times when the things that the world offers you are not compatible with your journey towards eternity. You can understand this gospel as referring to consecrated life, but it goes further. It describes your entire Christian life, because following Jesus is a decision. It implies opting for the priesthood or religious life for some, and for everyone, it implies choosing what leads us to God. For example, going to Mass on Sunday instead of staying home to watch the game on TV. The key for Christians is to listen to the Holy Spirit, who motivates us to follow Jesus Christ. 2. Giving up house. Following Jesus entails a renunciation in the roots of your life. It means Christifying yourself so that Jesus may enter the life option that you have chosen. If you choose to get married, may Jesus enter your marriage. If you choose the priesthood, may Jesus enter your relationship with the priesterby. If you choose religious life, may Jesus enter your community life. Because no matter how much a married couple works in the parish or church group, no matter whether you are a priest, a monk, or a nun, if you do not seek to deepen your relationship with God day by day, everything can end up in you just being a great pretender. 3. Heaven. Jesus reminds you of what your life points to live in peace and to know that your search is for eternity. God calls you to enjoy this life here on earth, knowing that everything can be achieved in Him and knowing that our ultimate goal is heaven. Today, God gives you a little push to walk along His path. God bless you and protect you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And always remember that something good is on the way.